Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first bite-sized podcast of this new week. Here we are on Monday, April 29th, 2024, and you're listening to the David Vance podcast channel with yours truly, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And I want to return to the scene of the crime with GB News, and in particular regard Mr. Mark Dolan. Okay, we're going to talk about Mark. Now, before we do, I just want to read you what Mr. Andrew Neil had to say back on the 9th of December, 2021. Quote, "It's time to punish Britain's 5 million vaccine refuseniks. They put us all at risk of more restrictions, so why shouldn't we curb some of their freedoms?" That's what Mr. Andrew Neil had to say about us back on 9th of December 2021. Mr. Andrew Neil also is enthusiastic in his support for the war against Putin. He's 100% in the Zelensky camp. So this is a guy who's not got a great record in calling the big concerns, which makes what I'm going to play you right now even all the more surprising. So listen to this short clip of GB News's correspondent, or leading luminary, Mark Dolan, talking about Andrew Neil. Listen to this. Listen also carefully to what he says, first of all, about those of us who question the vaccine. This is GB News today talking.
Now, who knows the truth about any of this stuff? And by the way, dangerous misinformation and wacko theories are deeply wrong and potentially harmful. Ofcom are right to act on any of that nonsense. But labelling everything that you don't agree with a conspiracy theory is illiberal, anti-intellectual, anti-democratic, and in my view, designed to shut down any debate. Quite often, history tells us that a conspiracy theory plus time equals the truth. Now, I'd like to hold out an olive branch to Andrew Neil, because despite what I've said, I consider him to be Britain's greatest journalist, which is why I think he should return to GB News, demonstrating that this channel, like this show, Mark Dolan tonight, is the home of diverse opinion. The only issue is that we have a packed schedule full of outstanding world-class broadcasting talent. So, if he does return, finding a slot would be difficult. Perhaps we could put him on overnights.
Okay, so, okay, there's a bit of a sting in the tail in that one there, actually, from Mark. But, you know, to consider Andrew Neil to be Britain's greatest journalist is ludicrous. He's not. Andrew Neil, in my opinion, and this is one of the reasons you won't ever see me in GB News, is a consummate establishment shill who takes the establishment line. And I didn't realize that until COVID times. And then I became very, very clear about that. But everyone is entitled to their opinion of Andrew Neil. I also noticed in that little clip that I played that, did you hear Mark bigging up Ofcom? Ofcom are right to investigate people who spread dangerous disinformation. Really, Mark Dolan? Really? So would that include the government then, who spread their dangerous disinformation that the COVID vaccines were 100% safe and 100% effective? Would that include those, Mark? I mean, what are these dangerous conspiracy theories? Also, in that clip that I played you previous to what the bit that you heard, he talked about the fact that looks like the COVID vaccine started in a lab in Wuhan. I mean, come on, do me a favor. That's another dangerous conspiracy theory. It didn't start in a lab in Wuhan because it didn't start anywhere. The PSYOP may have started in Wuhan, yeah. But this idea that the deadly virus started in China and then, oh my God, it spread around the world. And brave people like Andrew Neil stood up and said, listen, lock down the filthy mouth-breathing anti-vaxxers. They deserve to have their liberty taken away. And this is Britain's greatest journalist. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, as I said at the time, I wish GB News at one point all the very best. And I think that when Andrew Neil left after 9 days, that was a good thing. That saved the day. because clearly this guy is not to be trusted, Andrew Neil. But to see Mark Dolan genuflecting to Andrew Neil, genuflecting to Ofcom, that just suggests to me that GB News is pretty worthless, truth be told. It is desperately trying to live with Ofcom, and it cannot. That's why it got rid of Mark Stein, Lawrence Fox, Calvin Robinson, Dan Wooten. It will get rid of everybody. Eventually, you know, Neil Oliver will be, I mean, he's semi-detached anyway. He'll eventually have to be left, leaving GB News as well. But I think it's Mark's sort of simpering comments about Andrew Neil that get me, when we can see that Andrew Neil is just another establishment shill. Thanks for listening.